If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here. It's a big week. All In, Evolution, Saturday night's main event, Great American Bash, StarCast as well. Lots of stuff this week. You know, Fightful's going to have you covered the whole way through, by God. The whole way through. But right now, we're here to talk WWE Monday Night Raw. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. We'll tell you about some of the other cool stuff that we got going on at Fightful as the evening goes on, all that. Because, listen, we got a lot. I did some special videos, some interviews, all that good stuff. We got a lot, man, a lot. But I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what you all want to talk about. Super chats, humper chats, that get your question or statement read on the air. If you're unfamiliar, well, by golly, we're Fightful. We break a lot of news. And we want to talk to you about some wrestling. Really, really excited. But, man, let's jump into it. WWE Monday Night Raw. Again, I want to reiterate, over the next week, I thought it was fitting through All In Weekend, I will personally match the Super Chats and Humper Chats that we get on Fightful shows to donate to a GoFundMe or GoFundMes for families affected by the Texas floods. I want to send my love to those that are affected by this, some unspeakable losses that we experienced as a result of those floods. And I want to send my love to those people as well. Again, thumbs up. We had a lot of stuff this past week, guys. I dropped an interview. I honestly emptied the clip on all of my Squared Circle Expo interviews. Missa Kate, Zoe Lucas, Big Trouble, Ben Bishop. If some of you want more independent coverage, your boy has more independent coverage right there. I got Zilla Fatu this week as well here. I've got Kevin Knight. We've got, I think, Blake Christian on In the Weeds. The gentleman over at Grab City spoke with Adam Cole. But I dropped a video about creative control, explaining what creative control is and why so many people are getting it confused with creative input and what people do and don't have in wrestling. That is here on this channel. Also, yesterday I dropped a Q&A on Fightful Select. We'll tell you more about Fightful Select right now. Yeah, boys had news on a big heel turn that could be coming to WWE TV imminently over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 a month in the business. We're now selling posts individually for some reason, if you all would like all that. But we've also had some news on OVW today, which was pretty polarizing, mystery wrestling as well. We had, again, details on AEW All In. Some details on what else is going to be added to that show. We had a WWE legend that claims they are back with the company. We had a whole bunch. NXT Europe update on FightfulSelect.com this weekend. All that and more. AJ Styles contract update. So many of you guys were asking about that. Go support us. $5.99 a month. I can't tell you how important that is. Dave Cost says, Thank you, SRS, for donating tonight's proceeds to Texas. A harrowing event. Really solid night for Seth and company, especially Braun. Him tapping into the meathead persona while still showing insecurities is very well done. I felt like they did really good on tonight's show on highlighting some individual personality points, specifically with Braun Breaker, a little bit more color in his character, as well as Brutus Creed. We saw him really playing up the dumb jock type of character, which I think is very, very important for them to do. I felt that was something that they needed to do. I have long said that the tag team division specifically, or if you're in a stable, one of the benefits you have of being in that stable, one of the reasons that Too Cool and the APA and Edge and Christian worked so well, the Dudleys, is because they had more than one person to play off of. It wasn't just their personality alone. It was the personalities of other people and the clashes and similarities that came from those. So I'm with you. I'm really happy to see them doing this with Braun and with Brutus Creed, because I thought tonight was the most character development out of the Creeds we've seen in a long time as well. We also got word that Nikki Bella will be in the Battle Royal. We had a vignette for her, for Stephanie as well. I thought these were both really good vignettes. And with Nikki, there was clearly an adjustment to the plan for what she was going to do at WWE Evolution. It was something involving Liv Morgan. That is no longer going to happen. So them adjusting to the Battle Royal, I'm fine with. I feel like they should have probably just done an Evolution Rumble instead. Like, the Battle Royal is fine, I guess. But especially if you're going to have this type of match, like, just eat up an hour on a show and get those return pops and those surprise pops and bring in a couple people that you wouldn't normally bring in. That's what I would appreciate. That's what I would like to see. Tim Traver says, last Monday Night Raw is amazing. Tonight's Raw is amazing. Got amazing stuff coming up soon. Stay tuned. Support Fightful and myself. I'm going to listen. This gentleman, Tim Traver, obviously donating to a good cause as well. I'm going to put his crawl at the bottom of this screen because he is always so kind. The Diecast Collective on YouTube. Go check that out, especially if you're into diecast cars or anything like that. Just a wonderful gentleman is Tim. I'll tell you what I liked about tonight's Raw especially was this Providence crowd. My God, the crowd was hot tonight. They were all about it. And they had a really good in-ring show as well, which I'm excited to talk about. But backstage, there was the Judgment Day talking about, you know, what's going on with them. And Roxanne had put up like a shrine, like a memorial, almost like a funeral photo for Roxanne Perez. And Raquel's like, oh, she's alive. She'll be back soon. And Finn's like, no. I had a shoulder injury. It took me a long time to come back from it. This is just a fun segment. And Judgment Day, as many different times as it's been like played out, they find a way to remain entertaining at times. And like, I think that this dynamic is working really well. I do wish we would have had a little finality with Carlito, or he could have been written off or something like that. But I thought this was something that worked out pretty well. And then Dominic was like, hey guys, thanks for the get well soon cake, because he's been dealing with an injury, right? Well, it wasn't from them. Wasn't from Finn. Wasn't from JD McDonagh. In fact, it was from AJ Styles, who was hiding behind something in the clubhouse, and he just peeked out and was like, I got my eye on you. This is funny. Like, I saw a lot of people that were really, really upset about this, but I thought that was fine. Mr. Strayfire said, Sean, last week I asked if Judgment Day was one of the most successful factions you mentioned in the NWO. I might sound ignorant, but weren't they booking the show? If so, there needs to be an asterisk. Thanks for your work. Well, I mean, Eric Bischoff was in the NWO, and he had a lot of say over a lot of things like that. And Hulk Hogan had legitimate, actual creative control in his contract. So yeah, but I mean, still, it happened. It existed. So I don't see why you would put an asterisk next to that. Drodacy says, do you see AJ Styles aligning with Judgment Day? Seems oddly convenient. AJ is in the clubhouse at the perfect time. I just think he's sneaky. I think he's still sneaky, man. I think he's got that ability to go through and be very sneaky, sir, to take a line from an underrated film in Mr. Deeds. I think so. I don't think that we're going to see him align there, but
boys
at FightfulSelect.com this past week reported that those close to AJ Styles at least are of the belief that he has re-signed for a year. Now, I don't know when that re-signing would have happened or how long it goes, but that's what people close to him are claiming. Listen, he has been adamant he wants to end his career in WWE. I want this man to get what he wants out of his career. I want this man to get the send-off and the departure that he wants, because he is such an important, so important and influential for this generation of wrestlers, especially. So I think that he should get a tip-top, like, retirement type of send-off whenever that happens. Oh, Speedball Mike Bailey says, hope everyone is excited for AEW All in Texas. This is a nice way to get some promotion in during a WWE post-show. But one of the most lovely gentlemen, lovely human beings in general that you will ever meet is Speedball Bailey. Just one of the best people, one of the most talented people. And I am rather excited for Speedball's match this week. I'm going to be interviewing your tag team partner, Speedball. I'm going to be interviewing Kevin Knight tomorrow. And then I'm going to be doing the Tony Khan media call, where on the record, I am going to ask Tony Khan if Mercedes Moné has creative control. And I'm going to elaborate on that and say, there are also people that seem to think that she is dictating her own creative in any capacity. Didn't know y'all have a Twitch channel. It's like our 10th biggest platform, but we've got one. We got everything, man. We're on podcast platforms everywhere too. But I'm headed out to Texas on Thursday. I'm very excited to go to this. Meet Normus says, small sack of money for Central Texas. Appreciate you. Keep up the great work, bruv. Thank you, Meet Normus. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Again, we are, I am matching rather the donations on tonight's show through Evolution. I'll make it through Evolution for a GoFundMe for the Texas funds. Tim says, just some money for Texas. I appreciate you all. Appreciate you all. Ask Kevin Knight if he's finally going to take me to Magic City after we win the tag titles on Saturday. Is he avoiding doing it? Is he just not doing it? Does he think, maybe he thinks you're too innocent. Maybe he thinks you're too pure for Magic City. Right? Like, I think that's the thing. I think that he believes that Speedball is too pure for such a thing. And that, yeah, I heard they have great wings. Speedball, you don't look like you've been eating many wings lately, buddy. You look like you've had a pretty strict diet. Like literally all the time. We just got a wing stop by my house. And like, I guess I've never been to a wing stop. And I was shocked to just see, like, that's just all they sell is wings. I thought it was just like wings and, you know, other chicken related things. But
life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
that was not the case. Mike says, always glad to help with a great cause. Personally, I do feel like WWE creative and booking has been incredibly inconsistent in 2025. What do you attribute this to the most? Apathy towards that booking. I'm going to point at all you people, and I'll tell you why after this break. If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click, and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have seven different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you don't have NordVPN.com/Fightful this week, you're missing out. Listen, you're going to, between Friday and Monday, let's say Friday and Tuesday, right? You would need USA Network to watch SmackDown. You would need Peacock to watch the WWE PLEs, NBC to watch Saturday night's main event. And then you buy All In on pay-per-view, go back to Netflix on Monday for Raw, CW Tuesday for SmackDown or for Raw. Or I'll get that right. CW on Tuesday for NXT. And hey, you need cable to watch Collision as well, unless you have Max. So NordVPN.com/Fightful, you get that. You get one Netflix account. You're watching all the WWE content. And you're able to get that pay-per-view this weekend for half the price. Just change your virtual location. Purchase it from an overseas service. You're good to go. Now, before we went to the break, I had a question as to why I felt there were so many inconsistencies in the booking. So let's talk about Kairi Sane defeating Roxanne Perez. First off, how lucky are we that we get to watch Roxanne Perez for, Lord willing, another 2 decades? She's incredible. Kairi Sane defeated Roxanne Perez. I got no problem with the matches, got no problem with Kairi Sane winning, any of that. Afterwards, Roxanne and Raquel try to attack Kairi Sane. Asuka makes the save. I'm all for this. Asuka didn't win Queen of the Ring, so her being in the tag division, I don't have a single problem with that. You boys at FightfulSelect.com had an exclusive a while back that Damage Control had split up, but they were open to teaming some of the members again. Love Dogs Avery says, every time Kairi hits that elbow, it gives me heartburn. It's a work of art. She's one of the best. She is incredible. Parker Hines says, only one match of interference. Crazy good wrestling tonight. Have you seen FTR Outrunners? Is it tag match of the year? I don't think it's tag match of the year. It is an incredible tag match. This probably should have been on a completely different segment. I don't know what it's applied to the Kairi Sane Roxanne segment, Luis, but it was an unbelievable match. Fantastic. Like the Outrunners needed to have that type of match to show a lot of the meme team people that they could really go, and they did. So let's talk about my biggest issue with tonight's Monday Night Raw. And I had people hit me with the, oh brother, and shit like that for this. Your apathy is not shared by me. That's what I think WWE hopes for. They hope that their audience will be apathetic to these giant logic gaps on their television show. Kairi Sane, Asuka are in the back, and they want in the tag title match at Evolution. Adam Pearce goes, all right, let's do it. And I'm just like sitting there like, what? Do we not just have a triple threat match on SmackDown for a team to get in? And listen, Alexa and Charlotte are a brand new team. And a lot of people could say they don't deserve it over Secret Hervis and B-Fab and Michin. I thought it was a completely fine way to add them to the match, to add two marquee players to a match. It made an awful lot of sense. But on this show, the show that I've reviewed by myself every week for the last 6 months, I've watched Natalya and Maxine team in a gauntlet match months ago, then just hang out backstage. They got merged. They're apparently together. They are apparently a team. And I saw people say, "Yo, you want to see Maxine in a pay-per-view match? Oh, you're just saying that because Natty's nice to you and gives you stories." No, I said that I think that Kairi Sane and Asuka probably should have just won a qualifying match, just like the teams did on Friday. What would have been the harm in just saying, "Well, I know that you're a little banged up right now, but if you can win a qualifying match against these two girls who have been pushing for more opportunities for months and months and months, then you're added to it." And of course the Kabuki Warriors should win that match. Of course they should. How does it make sense to just reunite them and add them? Just give them a win. That's all. They script the show. Some of the things that I heard about this, some of the things that people said, "Oh, just for Natty and Maxine to lose." Yes, that's the point of the show. Is team faces team. One team wins. Team that wins gets better opportunity than the team that loses. That's the entire point of this shit. But so many people had their brain fried by Vince McMahon-ass 50-50 booking and getting your heat back after somebody lost. Yes, people are supposed to win matches. People who get pushes are supposed to win a bunch of matches. That's the way this works. Win, win, win. Title opportunity. Duh. Why on earth did three teams need to compete for the opportunity to be in this match if, one, Zarya and Sol Ruka lost their last tag match and the team that beat them isn't in it? And then the Kabuki Warriors just get added. I had somebody say, "Well, to be fair, Kairi pinned one of the champs." Buddy, if pinning one of the tag champs got you a tag title shot, La Resistance would have done nothing but defend those tag titles. They got their asses whipped so much. At no point. Natty must be a source. Why are you gassing her up? You know, it's funny. I never get that from like Shiri Kondo, right? Who I say is the best wrestler in the world. I don't get that when I said that Roman Reigns was the best long-term WWE champion of my lifetime. Never got it then. But there are so many people with these 2019 ass excuses. And let me tell you, your boy lived through covering WWE when it was at its creative worst. I saw the things that people made excuses for. And this is the way it always goes. "Oh, well, you just must be talking to all the people that are unhappy in the company, because why else would anybody..." Buddy, I was breaking news about WWE throughout their best creative period in the last 20 years, which was the last couple of years. Didn't hear people saying it then. When I was breaking news about the Bloodline all the time, didn't hear people saying, "Oh, Jey Uso on the phone yeeting to you, buddy." Didn't hear that when it was positive news. When I was sitting there talking about record-breaking gates
and highest grossing. Didn't hear anybody saying, man, Dijak must be feeding you that. Like this weirdo shit that I see people say. But if I dare levy a mild, tepid criticism of a very clear logic gap of your precious favorites, oh my God. You would think that I acted like Paul Levesque punted a baby. You would think so. The way that people, okay, if you don't want to see Maxine on the show, why is she on the show? Why is she a character then? Why is she teasing a team if it ain't going to happen? Later on backstage, they said that that her and Maxine are in the Battle Royal being a natty. Tozawa saying they would win. I'm just like, it's the bare minimum, guys. The bare minimum. But no, a lot of those people are going to just sit there and say, oh, well, this tag team division is a waste of time. Because they don't book shit like that. Because they don't care about it. That's why they had to have one of their tag team champions involved in like four other feuds. And when she got hurt, dominoes all across the card fell down. Had three or four matches affected as a result of it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Every time, like, I saw people, like, for the longest, Sat must be a cross stan. He must be getting fed stories by Cross because I tweeted his back bumps. Here's a big shocker. Sean Ross Sapp likes people with MMA and catch wrestling backgrounds. That's crazy. Crazy to think, right? Crazy to think. I don't know, man. The Twitter discourse is getting stupider and stupider by the day. By the day. Largely fueled by people who have no insight whatsoever. Don't want to ask around because let me tell you, if you, yes, you, watching this, ask around enough, you'll find somebody in the business who's willing to tell you something and give you some insight because most people within the wrestling business want to educate people. That's what I do. I just try to learn as much about this shit as I possibly can. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's frustrating to watch people be so obtuse. And their reaction is whenever someone is enjoyed by someone else, they're a source. Why are you gassing them up? Because I want them to lose a goddamn qualifying match for some consistency on the program. I'm surprised we haven't got a, but if AEW, I'd hate it then too. Try me. I'd hate it then, too. Won't like it. Won't like it. Ryan says, right team, wrong build for the match. Do love how they booked Kyrie. Asuka goes heel sooner than later, I think. I think Asuka goes heel, too. And again, Kabuki Warriors, Zaruka, and Alexa and Charlotte. Yeah, I think those are absolutely the right decisions to go into that match. For sure. But half of getting there didn't make any sense. Steven says, do you see Liv coming back as a face? Yeah, I do. I think she might win the Royal Rumble next year. That's what I'm hoping. Because, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So I think that that's... I think it's a good opportunity for her, right? Like, I think that that's... Somebody's okay. Okay, I do see your point and agree for consistency's sake, but what do you cut out of the show for time constraints for the qualifying match? They script the show. What do you cut out? You script the show. Move around one of the video packages. Just don't do this one-on-one match. Have her attacked backstage. Then they confront. What would you cut out? It's not like there's a hard, oh, we can only have this many matches. They decide what goes how long. So what do you cut? Literally anything. You figure it out. It's their job, not mine. Dave Cost says, piggybacking, we have champs challenging without contender matches, which is dumb. Battle royals are tough watches, but will be a fun final four. Ticket sales sink. Feel like they set them up to fail. See, I can't report shit like that, right? I'm not allowed to put that out there in the world because then I'm trying to bury WWE, you know, the company that I'm going to go do media with in 4 weeks. But yeah, there were a couple of women that were like, well, we've asked around and found out the date was originally supposed to be a week earlier than they just wanted to go up against All In weekend, put us against the street from Beyonce, and didn't do a build. Why? How could they feel that way? Hey, Joseph, buddy, you didn't say anything wrong. You didn't say anything wrong, my friend. You can argue with me all day if you want. None of what we are talking about here is that serious, just so you know. Just because I get a little riled up on the show, none of this shit is that serious. Let me be clear. We are talking about pro wrestling. This is this is not that serious, right? Like, none of it is. We are having fun right now. God damn it, we're having fun. You hear me? Parker Hines says, love the people in the Evolution tag, but woof, the build has been bad. Yeah. Yeah. And Dave Cost says, very disappointed in the build or lack thereof of Evolution. As a fan of women's wrestling outside the IC feud, the sheer amount of PLE type shows are crippling the booking, which is self-imposed. It is absolutely becoming saturated with these special events. Now, I'll tell you where WWE has definitely aided themselves, and it is the fact that they only put a few matches on there, a few, like five or six, right? I think that has definitely helped them be able to stretch that out and be able to do more shows, and they still get good viewership, and they still got people that are watching them. Like, you know, let's say 15 shows today is like 10 or 11 under Vince. Yeah. But yeah, I think they it is such a here, damn, here you go show. And that's unfortunate. DNC Digital says, actors who would make good GMs, managers, and commentary. Okay, listen, I... First off, like, one of the televangelists, they're probably pretty good at promos, but... In that same vein, and I apologize for anybody who is religious, because actually, no, I don't, because this movie is ridiculous, even if you are religious. God's Not Dead, 2014 movie, massive success, right? I watched the trailer, and Dean Cain cut this promo. Dean Cain, who used to be Superman, he's like super, super right wing now. That's your thing. That's your thing, buddy. But he cut a promo on this old woman because I think he was playing an atheist in that movie. But he cut this promo. He's like, you spent your whole life praying. Look where it got you. You're going to die. And I was like, God damn, this is good. I was like, this is a promo. Like, he was cutting that shit, man. He was cutting that promo. Honestly, I was like, okay, that'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good. Honestly, a lot of the people who are actors, the transition isn't as smooth. That happened with MMA as well, right? Like, everybody thought Rampage and Tito and King Mo would be really good, and they weren't. Matt Riddle was good. I think you got to have some comedic elements to it. Terry Crews would be good in like a wrestling thing. Like, I think that he would be really good because he could cut a promo in a wrestling style. That would be very, very good. And I think there's something cool about a manager who is even bigger than the guys that they manage. Ivy and the Creeds meet with Adam Pearce. They are confused as to how El Grande Americano is competing, who, of course, is Ludwig Kaiser. But Brutus is like, I almost called him Brutus Magnus, which was Aldis's old name. Brutus is like doing a really, really big meathead type of thing, like a stupid meathead gimmick, which I think he'll do great at. He'll do phenomenal at. But Ivy wants to in the Battle Royal. She gets in the Battle Royal. Then we get El Grande Americano defeating Dragon Lee. And we get a Humper Chat saying, I love Chad Gable, the Americano gimmick and everything, but whenever commentary spins the entire match is debating if it's Chad or not, it really takes me out. We get it already. Talk about the match. Yes. I mean, it is laying it in way too heavy, right? We all get the joke. We saw the joke with Harley Cameron and Harley Graham. We saw the joke with Mr. America and Hulk Hogan. We saw the joke with Midnight Rider and Dusty Rhodes. We saw it with Andre and Giant Machine. We saw it with everybody in Curry Man, right? Like we saw, or Christopher Daniels in Curry Man, everybody in Suicide. We saw that. Match is fine. Listen, Ludwig can do some lucha-based stuff, but he can't quite hit the lucha stuff as well as Chad Gable. Dragon Lee, man, I bet he can't wait for Rey Mysterio to come back. This is his first Raw match in a long time. And again, it's a fine match. A fine match, but he had that triple threat match, the qualifier in May. I'm looking back at the last time he's won a match. He's lost 1, 2, 3, 4. His last win was in March with Rey Mysterio, and I really do think that they would be a great addition to the tag team division. I think you probably do need to swap them to SmackDown for somebody else because I feel like what they could do on Raw, like they've kind of got the preconceived notion on Raw. So I'd switch them maybe for Fraxium or the Garzas, somebody like that. Oh, man. We had the Stephanie Vecchur vignette as well. Fantastic vignette. The Sheamus Rusev video package, which is, listen, I am all on board with the idea of them eventually becoming a team, a la The Bar. Even if Sheamus said, you know, I fell into a pretty good tag team like this. Maybe we could be one too. And it's just them one-upping each other on how hard they beat up people. We got New Day mourning losing the tag team titles backstage. And Viking Raiders are like, hey, you know, they shouldn't get a rematch because when we asked for one, we didn't get one. Fair point. Fair point. But Becky comes out and Becky. So I'm torn here, right? Because the New Day turn was beautiful originally in that everybody hated what they did to Big E. Everybody like was like, man, that's even too much for us. Like we can't even justify that. But lately, it's been like everybody also hating on Big E. Which WWE completely fumbled the heel run. They didn't take advantage of it appropriately. It just wasn't, it wasn't good. So Becky Lynch cuts a promo. Lyra and Bayley interrupt, and it's them talking out their problems in front of the audience. Obviously, like that's what they're doing. And Bayley and Lyra are like kind of working through the issues regarding WrestleMania, and Bayley's like, "Yeah, you replaced me real quick." And she goes, no, that's not what happened. Becky attacked you, and then Becky offered herself up. And then Becky's like, yeah, but you didn't hesitate whatsoever. I think this match might steal the weekend for WWE. I think this one has a real chance to be the best WWE match between Great American Bash, between Saturday Night's Main Event, and Evolution. And Lyra, man, Lyra has been somebody that they counted on to get over, and then she got over. And I do not think you can underscore that enough. Working with the level of talent that she's working with, she has risen to the occasion on the microphone, in the ring, and with that phenomenal freaking entrance. Doing a great job, man. And you put her with the talent that helped get her over. And she's doing a great job. Consistently doing a great job. And this weekend, I am expecting unreal stuff out of this match. Unreal stuff. Well, I'll tell you what's real. Our new partnership with our great friends at MyBookie.ag. Get pro wrestling, UFC, and everything else. Odds at MyBookie.ag. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie.ag. Right now, deposit $100, get a $50 bonus, or get a $100 bonus when you deposit $200 when you use the code FIGHTFUL. There's a link in our description below. But as always, we want you to only bet what you can and please bet responsibly. But here are some lines for this weekend. Becky Lynch, heavily favored against Bayley and Lyra. I could see a situation where Bayley and Lyra end up costing each other this one. So, I mean, those are monster odds. She is the biggest favorite at MyBookie.ag. You got JC Jane as a very, very slight favorite over Jordan Grace. Like, the lines are almost even there, to the point where I would recommend you guys going out and putting some money on JC Jane. I might even go as far as to say that's a free lock pick for you guys. I'm willing to say that JC Jane's going to win that match. You got Rhea Ripley, healthy favorite over Io Sky. Listen, that one's going to be an absolute humper as well. Gunther, that makes me happy, a heavy favorite over Bill Goldberg. I think if for some reason Bill Goldberg does win, he gets cashed in on immediately. Let's hope that doesn't happen. That would be a catastrophe. But MyBookie.ag has Gunther as a heavy favorite. Seth Rollins, a healthy favorite over LA Knight. I think that one's pretty obvious as well. I think they're like silently nudging LA Knight into, hey guys, y'all better get behind this guy. He keeps losing. It would suck if you all cheered for him even more, huh? Type of territory. That's what I think. And Drew McIntyre, a healthy favorite over Randy Orton. I do believe they will have AEW All In odds up on mybookie.ag, and I will have betting tips this week as well. And Joseph says, I liked how Becky made sense in her promo. How often do ties happen? Yeah, she goes, these two people beat each other. They lost to each other. If Evolution had more dream type matches, would that be enough to cover for the lack of story and build? Well, Stephen Fightful Select.com even reported the Trish thing wasn't even a guarantee until like the day before they brought her out and had her film that on the tapings a week ago. I just don't think that they planned it well enough. I think that they should have given it care. They've been considering it for months. Like, I believe the gentleman at PWN and WrestleVotes had been reporting on this. WrestleVotes had been on top of this, especially for months and months about them planning this, but they didn't plan it the way they should. Oh man, we have a Karrion Kross promo. He gets a big pop. He responded to the We Want Cross chant and said, "Well, here I am." Lots of people wondering about his contract status. I am too, my friends. I will say this again. I've mentioned this on Q&As. And I feel like Scarlett, who we had her contract update last week as well on Fightful Select, I think they'll play it close to the vest because it's good for them if the world thinks their contract is coming up, right? So I don't expect them to tell anybody. But he did factor into a lot of what we saw throughout the night. We'll get to that momentarily. Let's talk about the Gunther Goldberg promo. Gunther cuts a promo saying Goldberg was scared of him. Goldberg rolls up at apparently like 10 p.m. Goldberg arrived at 10 p.m. for a show that ends at 10:30. Like, listen, I understand something that happens in wrestling, but it doesn't ever make sense, right? It never makes sense. Why was he in Providence, Rhode Island, if not to be at this show? He wasn't like at the Applebee's up the street. And then as soon as he, like literally two blocks away. And if so, he could have walked there quicker than getting into his car. But he gets in Gunther's face. I'm optimistic that they will at least make this entertaining. And I want to be clear about this. I bust Goldberg's balls a lot. He is unsafe. I think he's done some really dumb stuff, like banging his head into a locker and things that he does before matches. I admire a lot of things about him. One, he is legitimately a family man. Seriously admire that. Clearly brought up his kid the right way that he got a scholarship where he did. And I hear wonderful things about his son as well. I respect the impact, the profound impact that he has had on professional wrestling, especially in the 90s. There was nobody like Goldberg until Brock. And then there was somebody very much like Goldberg. I admire the fact that he trains really hard to prepare for his match, but as Joseph McBride says, he was sucking wind after throwing a punch and missing a spear. But I also think that plays into Gunther's favor because the whole thing is he wants to drag Gunther or drag Goldberg into deep waters and drown him. But sometimes, man, I think the best story for a guy like Bill Goldberg is Old Yeller getting popped in the head and saying he doesn't have it anymore. Now, listen, I could also see how you could look at Sting and say, well, you know, he got to go out on top, and he did, but he also got to go out on top with his sons helping him. And Darby in the ring as well. There were a lot of masking. They did the smoke and mirrors very well. Not everybody can go out on top. And I think Goldberg, of all people, should probably put somebody over on the way out. The guy, I love how Christopher Daniels went out. I thought that was really great. There are a lot of people haven't liked how they went out. But I think that Gunther should take a spear, take a jackhammer, and kick out of the jackhammer. And then chop the living shit out of him. We have what is now the customary Seth Ryder's promo. And they keep talking about recreating WWE in their own vision. And I'm like, this is really Death Ryder's pilled. It's just there's more of a future in... There's more of a future at the beginning of the Seth Riders or the Oracle than there has been for the Death Riders at any point, right? Like, I don't think that Wheeler Yuta, all due respect to him, is going to be the top talent in AEW moving forward. I believe that Bron Breakker is going to be the top talent in WWE moving forward. I believe that Bronson Reed is going to be a top talent. Claudio has more years behind him than in front of him. Wheeler Yuta is, I think he's going to be a really good heel for a long time and like have some good stuff with Brian Danielson when he comes back. But I definitely think that there is a way higher upside in the Oracle than the Death Riders. SRS's last match should be against Ben Bishop. I would love to wrestle Ben Bishop. I would once I get healed up from some injuries. I really would. I'd love to wrestle Ben Bishop. I'd love to team with Vinnie Pacifico. I want to team with Ali Albright. I want to do. There's another goal that I have that I don't want to say out loud before I decide to not ever wrestle again. But I know who my last match will be against. I already promised that one to somebody. Or maybe I just alluded to it to them. Tim Traver said, Seth Stable sold me a major ticket. So you did have Bronson Reed and Braun talking here, which I think is very, very important to do. Now, sneaky access. I don't want to do a ton of more intergender matches. The Alley, teaming with Alley will be the only person I do that with again. But Paul Heyman speaks Spanish and he says, my friend, I am fighting with my life and you are dirty. You're welcome. That's what Luis said that the translation of the promo from Spanish was. Okay. Apparently he spoke very, very bad Spanish throughout this whole thing. Promo's all right. I don't need it every week. I don't need it. Ain't got to have it. Denise is retiring. What are you talking about? Denise is retiring. Oh, Denise is retiring me. No, absolutely not. But Cross attacks Sami Zayn. And Cross, Reese Power says, Braun being concerned about Cross is interesting. It is interesting. It is. I don't know what to make of that. Because I have never figured Cross as like one of those guys they're going to put near the top of the card, right? Like, I just don't think they're going to do that. I think that he is absolutely killing the role that he is in. Karrion Kross is doing a phenomenal job. Him and Scarlett made out during the break. It was something. Get that NordVPN.com/Fightful to watch that type of stuff during commercials. But Kross just destroys Sami Zayn. And then Braun squashed him. I thought the real star of this match was Michael Cole screaming for Adam Pearce and Chad Patton. Adam Pearce, who in kayfabe has to be, and again, I want to make this clear, in kayfabe, because I greatly respect the man as a performer, as a wrestler, as a human being. I mean, look at this camera. I respect Adam Pearce in all of those ways. I think he is a brilliant man. His character is inept, irresponsible, and shitty at his job. Really shitty at his job. Because the first off, that he allowed this to happen. He's given out title shots. That he lets people interfere in everything. And then just keeps giving them opportunities and doesn't prevent it. Right? Like all that stuff. But Michael Cole. Phenomenal job from Michael Cole. We're halfway through the year. And like, I am very excited to see who wins Announcer of the Year in the Fightful Awards. Michael Cole doing stuff like this on his own, of his own devices. Then you got Ian Riccaboni, who is finally being recognized by a wide audience because of his Dynamite stuff. Like, if you're AEW, I don't know how you don't beg Ian Riccaboni, please every week. But Michael Cole did an incredible job. And of course, Braun Breaker destroyed him. Ryan says, Sean, WWE has to have Cross locked to a deal already, right? It would be foolish to let them feature him this heavily only to let him walk. Here's what I can say. I don't have that information. I don't know that he's re-signed. I would be shocked if he hasn't re-signed. It would make no sense if he hasn't re-signed. Right? Like, they are featuring him heavily. He was on a PLE. He's all over Raw. He's got new merch. He's in the commercial breaks. Like, they are featuring him a lot. So it would make all the sense in the world to me that he would be signed long term. However, again, I want to make this clear. Like, I don't think that's the type of thing he's even going to disclose to other talent. I don't think he'll disclose it to people close to him. I think it makes a lot more sense for him to and Scarlett to play that close to the vest. Because right now, the perception for a lot of people that at least have brains and don't think that it's some coordinated effort to just put over Cross. But right now, the look of it is that he's sort of bubbling under and not getting featured as much as maybe someone who gets that type of reaction should be, right? But if it comes out that he's re-signed, well, clearly they're going to have some plans for him. Jey Uso defeated Bronson Reed via DQ because of a chair yeet. Jey eats two tsunamis. This came after what I thought was a mixed bag segment with the, I think I'm just going to call him the Oracle. But we saw Bron Breakker showing some color. We saw Seth Rollins very proud of him because Paul Heyman comes in and says Sami Zayn is out indefinitely. And he's very happy about it. And Bronson Reed was like, ha ha, yeah. And Seth's like, I don't know what you're laughing about. Last I saw, Jey Uso was just fine. So Bronson Reed went out and made sure that Jey Uso was not fine. Cool. Now, I like that they are using some of these things. Like, they take advantage of Cross with the attack. They do the chair yeet. I don't want them to always need to do that. These are dominating individuals on their own, right? Like, I don't always need them to utilize something like that. I thought this was good. I thought the dialogue and the cadence of the dialogue wasn't great for this, that segment, the backstage segment. But other than that, it accomplished the goal of it looking like Seth Rollins is picking people off individually. Reminder, guys, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We're going to have a bunch of scoops over there. I know we got a lot of stuff to promote, a lot of stuff to push, a lot of stuff for you guys to check out. But FightfulSelect.com is our lifeblood. But I'll tell you what else is our lifeblood. Fightful.com. I feel like I don't promote the actual site enough. Of course, we're known for the paywall stuff. We have more free articles than anybody else in wrestling. Please go check it out. We just did a site relaunch. We've got some new colors over there. We have changed some things around, all that. But some things I want to tell you guys about. We have an exclusives tab. Like, maybe you don't get Fightful Select and you want to check them out after the fact. We have an exclusives tab. We have a resources tab that I have. It's that resources tab has like been my baby for a long time. Right now, like, just on that resources tab, full rosters for NXT, AEW, Raw, SmackDown, TNA. Viewership numbers for NXT, Raw, SmackDown, AEW. We have a pro wrestling free agents list. We have what wrestlers have been paid, like verified amounts that wrestlers have been paid. Not those like Forbes lists that you see that are all educated guesses. Nothing like that. We have like historical lists. Some people wondered how I was so good at like Survival Series and Quizlemania back in the day on WrestleTalk and Parts of Unknown. I kept up with all these things. I edited all these. We have like every WrestleMania result ever. We have Royal Rumble winners lists. We kept transaction trackers for Raw and SmackDown forever. We have a list of all the wellness policy violations. We even have every joke that Madcap Moss told on WWE TV, for the love of God. We have all the Young Bucks Twitter bios for a long time. We had that. We had just an incredible amount of stuff there. Also, contract lists over there on our resources section. If you guys are not checking that out, you are really missing out. It has been often imitated. Injury updates and lists as well. Your boys have you covered. Just got home from tonight's show. Man, was it fun. It was. And they, so Penta is told by Paul Heyman, tonight is your last night, you son of a bitch. And it was last night for Penta's Pinta, that's for sure. Because he lost after a very, very good match to Seth Rollins by getting hit right in the Pinta with a headbutt. This match owned. This was so good, man. This was incredible. Like, I don't know what more you want out of a WWE Raw match, man. This was fantastic. I just, sometimes you get in the period of watching, whether it be WWE or AEW or things like that, and you're like, you get spoiled by good matches. And like when I looked at the lineup tonight, I'm like, okay, Braun and Sammy, it's going to be good. Well, obviously it was different than what we expected. Jay and Bronson, I expected that to be solid, got a lot of heat, sure. Kyrie and Roxanne, I expected that to be really great. Seth and Penta, I expect them to have a good match. They exceeded expectations. Seth Rollins is still that guy, man. And he's in there with a dude like Penta, who is taking advantage of every opportunity in the ring that he gets while being in WWE. Now, listen, the wins and losses leave plenty to be desired for Penta. That's for sure. But they are just, this was fantastic. What more can I say? Fantastic match. I'm so glad that they're allowed to do like Mexican destroyers and stuff like that on WWE TV now. I want to know what you guys are excited about this week. Got a lot of shows. I'm heading out there Thursday. Another quick plug for FightfulSelect.com. Obviously, I'm not going to be in town this weekend for the post shows. I'm going to do some bonus shows or bonus wrap-up shows on FightfulSelect.com. And it's not going to be just me. We're going to have a lot of bonus shows, a lot of bonus coverage. If you subscribe to Fightful Select one time, make it this time. $5.99 a month, just under $64 a year. It is a bargain. You get access to all our insiders and all our inside information. We got Q&As going on all the time. We've got Discords over there. Again, I know that there's a lot of aggregators out there. Please support original creators and show them some love, because if those creators don't exist, those aggregators definitely don't exist. Definitely don't exist. Oh, man. Lots going on. Want to shout out our friend Jonathan Hedman as well. He's got surgery tomorrow. Want to send him love. Hope that you feel better soon, buddy. Hope that you're doing good. Nikki's winning the Battle Royal, right? I think either Nikki or Steph. Probably the options. Also want to thank our moderator, Luis. Subscribe to Fightful Espanol. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're all over the place. Got too much stuff to promote. Fightful.com. We're out.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.